I'm Anna.
And I'm Emily, and we're the hosts of Terribly Famous, a new podcast from Wondery.
From Adele to Victoria Beckham and Lily Allen, we take you inside the drama-filled lives of our most talked-about celebrities to find out what it's like to walk in their shoes.
She means their beautiful Prada shoes.
Listen to Terribly Famous wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, hello, everybody. Ronnie here. You are listening to part two of a two-part recap of Real Housewives of Orange County. If you missed part one, go find it. Okay? It's very important. A lot of very important things were discussed. We love you guys. Enjoy the show. Thanks for being here.
So now now we go to Tamara and Eddie walking to a gym that is named after the state of the relationships and friendships that Tamara has. Shreds. So
also, Eddie comes in his Cut Fitness shirt. Okay, that's both tacky that you're wearing a different gym sweatshirt into a gym. And it's also extremely sad because it's like history. You know what I mean?
I feel like he's trying to be like a star. Like, yeah, I was the guy who ran that gym that was in the corporate
corporate it's like park. It's like taping together unemployment checks and wearing them as a bikini top. Like, nobody needs to be party to this sadness. Okay.
They also act like they were the literal king and queen of the fitness industry in Orange County. I mean, they have like a gym that had 10 people in it in the back of, you know, some UPS distribution center, and they're acting like everyone knew about Cut Fitness, like Tamara and Eddie, the fitness scions of the country. No one gives a fuck.
Yeah, no one cares.
You're not the Mecca.
He's just trying to do a balance ball. You know, that's all he really wants. He just wanted a nice day doing a balance ball and a cut shirt. But yeah. She's like,
I had breakfast with Heather and Emily.
He's like, breakfast? Disgusting. Was it protein? She's like, yeah. You know what? They just love to bully Shannon. Everybody loves to bully Shannon. It's so crazy. It's like, didn't you just spend the past 2 years like publicly bullying Shannon on your fucking podcast?
I know.
And in blogs and everywhere else? Come on.
By the way, I also liked right before that when Tamara says, yeah, you know, by the way, have to training for Cut Fitness for 10 years. We're kind of like the new kids on the block. Yeah, we're here with our tail between our legs. But it's been difficult, but everyone's been really nice. No one gives a fuck. No one's being nice. No one is handing you gym charity rags or whatever because they hear your gym closed. Sorry, I had to get that out of my system. So we go back and we're seeing that that Tamara is a flashback of Tamara and Emily at lunch. And Emily's like, you know, these things are not a secret if you're telling multiple people. And Tamara's like, you know, I really want things to be fixed so that way I could break them again. And Heather goes, I do too. I would love for things to be fixed. Wait, you want to break it again? I don't think I want to be part of this.
Also, that's not bullying. Like, how is that bullying? She just said bullying, and then that's the example they gave us. So then Tamara's like,
you know, I'm just not getting Heather lately. Like, you should see these paparazzi pics from Disneyland. It's like her and Terry at Disneyland hugging at the camera to show everyone their relationship has guts. Like, when you make a point of doing that, it's not guts, but it's not guts.
I mean, this is one of the times where Tamara has a pretty strong point because there's no reason why Heather and Terry should ever be at Disneyland.
I'm so embarrassed for them. Were they even there? Were they Photoshopped? Did they hire somebody to make a hologram of them to look like they're standing at Disneyland? What are they doing there?
I think Heather got confused and was trying to move into Space Mountain. Oh, I love this. It's an open concept. We could work on the lighting, though.
She's like, well, I was on the set of Tron. When I found out our house sold. It's like, look at me. Look, this is when I was in Back to the Future.
Oh, well, I heard that there's a beautiful new house with lots of sleek surfaces. That's the Darth Vader's lair. That's the Death Star that people are riding through.
So Tamara's like, yeah,
Heather overreacts about everything. And there's no way I think Terry's cheating on her, but the Sears catalog pictures, those are so stay.
convinced. And then we see the Sears catalog picture juxtaposed with Heather, or side by side with Heather and Terry's pictures, and they are exactly the same. That shit was so funny. They're just like, he's holding her from behind and they're kind of pointing, like they're looking at something over there with a very serious in love face as the camera gets their picture. I am so sure, Heather.
Yeah, and Tamara's like, you know what? If like Angelina Jolie goes to Disneyland, like sure, some people will take some pics. But like, I don't care what she said, whatever work she did in the 1900s, she is not an A-list celebrity.
I mean, the 1900s, that's so cold. Now, I will say in Heather's defense, even though I'm Team Tamara on this one, because these look obviously staged to me, someone could have just taken that on their cell phone and sold them.
I think the more damning thing is that they went to Disneyland. That seems to me.
I do too.
Like the fact that someone took a photo of them standing like that is not strange to me, but I think it's like, wait, they don't go to, these are not Disneyland people. Heather does not understand this place.
Yeah, I do believe that they purposely went to Disneyland so that people would see them and spread the fact that they were hugging each other in public or something. Like, I would go for that. But yeah, the Disneyland thing does seem kind of weird. Like, we have to go somewhere where poor people go and take pictures of rich people. Where would that be?
Oh, it's so funny. I got here and all my family was here. I was just in the Haunted Mansion and they were all just dancing around.
It's so funny. I went into that Haunted Mansion and all I saw were goal weights everywhere I turned.
Is it really a mansion, though, if it can fit into your bathroom?
So funny. Everywhere I went, I mean, I just said, please don't take my picture. Everyone just kept staring at me, even the portraits on the wall.
We had a great time in Radiator Springs, but I kept on expecting to see Gina sitting on a rock with a banjo.
Wow, the Matterhorn was really fun, but God, Tamara really scared me coming around that corner.
Wow, I was a little bit sad that I didn't see Tamara on her ride, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, you know.
Tamara's the guy on the Matterhorn, just like,
bitch!
She's the Yeti. Batch. She's the Betchy.
Batch, why are you going by so fast?
Shannon's like the teacups.
Okay. All right. This cup is going a little. Okay. All right. Okay, I'm going to throw up. I am going to throw up.
Would I like this teacup to stop turning around in circles?
Yup.
Am I going to throw up on these teacups?
Yup.
Dr. Jen is just the Hall of Presidents. Just
hi, everybody. Welcome to America.
So, Dr. Jen. Jen is like, I don't know, the Corndog Castle or something. But, like, Dr. Jen is just the boring, dry ride.
Why are you putting Dr. Jen in here? Well, how are you recasting Dr. Jen in this show?
Because if we're going to assign rides to Orange County cast members, like, the most boring ride, where you're like, why is this even here? Hall of Presidents, Dr. Jen.
Kelly Dodd's just beating the shit out of Mr. Toad every time something pops up. She's like, fuck you!
Kelly Dodd is that crazy-ass Ferris wheel that they have at California Adventure with the carts that dangle. Literally the scariest ride in the entire park. That is Kelly Dodd. Like, you want to go on a wheel? Whoa, I'm going to shake you up. Whoa, fun. Have fun, David Foster.
I think Kelly Dodd fits more at like not scary farm where people like come up and scare you and she's just like, I refuse to get jabbed. Stop.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. So wow, a lot of Kelly Dodd showing up today.
A lot of it. So Tamara's like, hey babe, I really enjoy like having you home now, but I have to ask you, like, there's no porn, there's no lingerie, there's like no sex toys. Are we just like getting style? And he's like, oh well, You can put on some lingerie. I think that would be fun.
Like, yeah. Okay, well, maybe like you could come in like Conan with a leather vest and a sword. I was like, okay, well, you just basically confirmed everything everybody's been saying about you this entire fucking run.
Yeah. Well, I think he
also
said he was going to come in like Conan, but still.
Oh no, I thought he was telling her come in like Conan the Barbarian with the leather vest and the sword. I was like, yes, Eddie, I fucking love your swinger ass. I love that Eddie's just like so open now. He's like, yeah, I want to get fucked by Conan the Barbarian while I'm wearing my Cut Fitness sweatshirt. Yes.
So now we go to Heather and Shannon meeting for lunch, for reconciliation lunch. And they get there and Heather's like, well, I wasn't sure if it was going to be hot or cold. But by the way, before anything gets started here, I want you to know that my goal here as television's Heather Dubrow is for us to get to a better place. And whatever we need to talk about or how we need to get there, that's what I want. Also, if there's a spot for me on Hot in Cleveland that you know about, I would also like that too.
You see, the thing here today is that I'm now way richer than you. And having an argument with you would be punching so far down, I might dislocate my shoulder. So trying to protect us both here. And Shannon's like, well, okay, well, we've tried to have... hold on, let me blow into a invisible jar with my lips. Well, we've had two conversations so far that haven't been that successful. So...
Also, you know, I don't really have any hope we'll resolve anything, but I want to hear what she has to say, because Heather's violation of the vault is a total slap in the face. It's almost as big of a slap in the face as having half of your back scratched off your vertebrae by someone who did not cut their nails recently.
And Heather's like, there is no vault. She gives everyone the combination to the vault. If everyone has a combination to a vault, is it a vault? Or is it just a little box with the combination that everybody knows? I don't know.
Or is it just Gina's apartment? I don't get it. I don't know. All I know is you can fit about $30 in there before the door gets jammed.
So they order, and then Shannon goes,
Well, the bottom line is, Heather, I'm hurt, and I have had Tamara and Emily say, wait a minute, we didn't bring your relationship up. Heather did. And when your relationship did come up, it was Tamara saying, did you get the call? And when there were things that I could have agreed with about your relationship, I said, no.
Wow, that was a wonderful, I just want America to hear I did a great Shannon Bedore impersonation, because that was actually me saying that whenever the conversation came up, it was always Tamara who was saying, did you get the call? And I'd always act like, no, I did not get the call. And then they show actually the...
I can't believe I fucked that up and didn't even realize it after an entire monologue about it. So go ahead. Am I embarrassed?
No.
Yep.
It's okay. I've been wanting to work on that impersonation for a very long time. So we do see footage of Tamara trying to like get Heather to fall in trap. Tamara being like, did you get the call? Did you hear about what about the relationship? What do you think about the relationship? And Heather's saying like, I think it's good. I think the relationship is good. And Tamara's like, that's not what I heard, bitch. I get the phone calls, bitch. So,
well,
Heather's
yes,
kind
we
of
all
right.
know. And these shows really do scramble your brain, because they argue about it and then they all tell different stories. And by the end, you're like, wait, what did happen? You know? But from what I remembered, it was Heather telling Emily on the phone. Shannon called me again about her relationship. Then Emily told Gina. Then Emily went and told Tamara that Heather was talking shit about it and trying to cause problems. But Emily's the one who brought it up on camera, trying to make Shannon's relationship look stupid. But she didn't want to take the blame about it. So she said it to Tamara. And then Tamara took it and ran with it. And she was going to take the blame with it. But she still blamed Emily for doing it. And ultimately Heather for doing it.
Yeah, but and there's also no indication as far as we could see. We can't really tell what was said that was like vault or not vault. All we know is that Emily said that Heather was talking about it, which I don't think it's crazy amongst this group that if Emily and Heather are having a conversation where Heather says like, wow, I'm a little concerned about Shannon and John. Like, she's told me some things and it's just like not great. And then Emily's like, well, Heather's talking about Shannon and John. And then all of a sudden Tamara goes and lights this fire, you know? So,
well, I think, in my personal humble opinion, I think that the rule on these shows is... Oh, my light just went out. Sorry, I'm in the dark now. What about that? I think the rule on these shows at least should be that Heather didn't do it on camera. Heather was talking to Emily on the phone. She mentioned that Shannon's still having drama in her relationship. And the one who brought it up on camera is the one who's guilty of trying to ruin Shannon's life on camera. Yep. That's always how I think of it. And Emily is ultimately the one who did that, and she is the one who tried to pass the buck. And it's not surprising, because Emily's had it in for Shannon for years, because Shannon has always ignored Emily and not let her be a part of the group, you know?
Yeah, and I know some people will be like, well, but Heather said all that stuff. They show it again. Heather said all that stuff in the confessional about John this and John that. But I have to imagine, quite frankly, that at that point, Heather's either exasperated and it's like, well, fuck it, or they've already broken up. And she's like, well, the relationship's over, so I can say all this stuff. So, yes. I mean, I hate to be super Team Dupreau on this one, but I just do think that Tamra is like really doing a number on this situation, and it's like not going noticed by Shannon.
As always.
So Heather's like, it has never been my goal to talk about your relationship. You know what? Your relationship is like the $55 million that I just earned. I don't want to talk about it. Did I just mention that out loud? Sorry.
Shannon goes, well, once again, Heather, to use your phrase, I feel like we're on the hamster wheel, and I have relationship issues that most people have, which are very normal relationship issues of, you know, about when you have a man who has like a little boat who goes very fast and does not acknowledge the speed of his boat. It's just a normal thing. I'm a little tired from this hamster wheel, by the way. Do we have to do it the whole I think I've reached my Fitbit goals.
This hamster wheel has exhausted me. I need to sit down. I'm already sitting. Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, we're going to navigate this fine, Heather.
And Heather's like, you know what? She's telling us, I have no idea what to believe anymore. I have all this relationship info she's giving me in private. How am I supposed to act in public? Do I act like, what do I need the Men in Black boom thing to make me forget what I've just seen? By the way, I think I was in that film. Did you remember? No. That's why.
Yes. Yes. I famously gave a Twizzler to Will Smith and said, here you go. Big breakthrough moment for me. So Heather says, Shannon's like, well, it's absolutely nobody's business. So if you're concerned as a friend, then talk to me about it. And Heather goes, I apologize. Honestly, I would never do something intentionally to hurt you. I would do something to humiliate you, perhaps, or to shame you, or to make you feel very small, but never to hurt you. And I feel like, in my heart and in my mind, I don't believe I was ever shit-talking you or trying to stir things up. And if it came out that way or moved in that way, I will buy you Nobu dinner. I apologize.
And yeah, she's pretending to cry. And Shannon's like, wow, the tears, applause. How many times did you practice that in the mirror? Heather Dupreau, why don't you put that this lunch on your IMDb page? How about that? applause. First of all, you know, I love Shannon, but Shannon's so full of shit in this whole thing. She is so lucky everybody is just kissing her ass. There is no reason these people shouldn't just say, fuck off, Shannon. You talk about everybody and everybody else's relationships all the time. Nobody said anything bad. Shut up. Just shut up, yeah. Shannon. Get over it. You know, it's at the point where even I'm saying, shut up, Shannon, you know?
Yeah, but this is White Dwarf Shannon. You know, like what, or Red Dwarf, whatever it is, when basically there's like a supernova and it's like about to collapse in on itself and become a black hole, it first like flares out. And so as this relationship is about to go down the toilet, and we saw this with David too, this is when Shannon is the most irrational and erratic. And it's kind of like peak Shannon also. Like, I think let's be honest.
It's also like when she starts getting nervous and starts talking backwards, she's like, Heather.
Well, Heather, I not only do I deserve an apology, but so does my log. So does this lovely small man here.
So,
David would have had sex with Laura Palmer if he'd ever seen her on a beach. A bitch!
What happened to Laura Palmer? Why doesn't anyone ask what happened to Shannon Bador? I'm the one who's going through things.
Who killed Shannon Bador's dreams?
Here lies Shannon Bador, apparently not in a body bag, so no one cares about it. By the way, Child Protective Services is coming for Laura Palmer.
Too late.
Okay, so I'm sorry that I interrupted you, but that shit was cracking me up.
No, it was great. So
please continue like nothing ever happened.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's podcast, American Scandal. We bring to life some of the biggest controversies in U.S. history. Events that have shaped who we are as a country and that continue to define the American experience. American Scandal tells marquee stories about American politics, like the break-in at the Watergate Hotel, an event that led to the downfall of a president, and raised questions about the future of American democracy. We go behind the scenes looking at devastating financial crimes, like the fraud committed at Enron and Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme. And we tell stories of complicated public figures like Edward Snowden and Monica Lewinsky, people who found themselves thrust into the spotlight and who spurred debates about the future of the country. Follow American Scandal wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Saying? Just saying that basically, like, you know, Shannon in the late stages of a relationship is, like, hilariously neurotic. And I think that we should always be excited for her to get into new relationships, knowing that it's going to lead to these seasons.
I was thinking that today, too. I was like, I feel bad for Shannon that this didn't work out, but I'm also so happy because this would be the worst storyline next year if it just continued. Like, what am I going to do with John Jansen? You know, we need some new depressed Shannon. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah. So Heather's like, so where do we go from here? Like, literally, how do I get out of this hellhole of a restaurant? And Shannon's like,
well, my feelings have been really hurt. And I'm the type of person that needs to step away and process because it's been a lot for me. It's been a lot. And by process, of course, I mean have 3 glasses of tequila. Thank you.
I need to step away and process too. Piles of money. So good luck with that. If you ever need me, just start knocking on the pile of hundreds. Okay. So Heather's like, I hear you. I understand. And I was happy you were willing to sit down. I miss you. Did you believe me? Shannon's like, okay. So then Heather's like, okay, well, let's get on with this party. And oh no, so now we go to the next thing, right?
It's another day, and everyone's getting ready for the pumpkin patch. We just start with Heather
again.
Yeah. Heather is wearing some sort of like khaki skirt with like a white top, and she's like, do I look Amish? Do I look like literally the poorest of poorest subcultures in America right now? They don't even have zippers. Okay, let me make sure I don't look like I'm from Pennsylvania. Disgusting.
It's so funny because she was saying, you could see in her mind that she was trying to think of something that's not going to offend everybody, right? She's like, well, let's just make sure I don't look like I'm from... Pennsylvania. I can say Pennsylvania, right?
Central Pennsylvania.
Is Pennsylvania cancelable?
Do the Amish even have the internet? Can they cancel me? I don't think so. I think I'm safe.
Can you be canceled from television by people without televisions?
Someone so throws a jar of jam through a window. So now we see Taylor walking into the pumpkin patch, being like, you know who I am? Do you know what my name is? I'm Taylor fucking Armstrong. Yeah, that's who I am, pumpkins.
Yeah, we're at Tanaka Farms. So Taylor is getting set up for a pumpkin carving class, and she's like, hello, it's me. And they're like, hi, you are? You don't know who I am? Fuck you, I'm not going to talk to you. Get me another fucking pumpkin patch person over here. I'm bisexual. She's doing her Craigslist speech. I mean, her Craig's speech.
Yeah. And then, so Tamara and Jen are driving down to the pumpkin patch. And then Tamara is like FaceTiming or calling Teddy, quote unquote, Teddy, Tamara's podcast co-host. And Teddy's like,
Teddy.
Hi, I'm Teddy. I'm getting my hair done. Hey, what did you call me last time?
A crack whore. Who has those roots? God, so funny.
He's like,
yeah, a crack whore. Heads up, my roots are named Mellencamp, so I do have roots. So I was going to call my dad to prove it. He won't take my call yet, but he is my dad. So heads up, you weren't on the podcast yesterday. So
it's like,
yeah, because that's what happened on the TV show, Fired Face. That's why I called Teddy now. Instead of just crack that root whore, I just call it Fired Face. So funny, bitch. So what happened on the podcast?
Yeah, bitch, what happened on the podcast? On the day off, did you say the thing I told you to say when I specifically wasn't on the podcast, bitch?
She's like, well,
I just pointed out that paparazzi don't come to Orange County or Disneyland to get pictures of people.
Hi, I'm Teddy. You have to call them. Hi, I'm Teddy. Trust me, I know. So Tamara's like,
oh, great. So I'm headed to see her right now, bitch. Is that the one? Is that the podcast that's coming out today? Such good timing. Thanks for the warning, bitch.
As if Tamara did not tell Teddy, by the way, please announce on this podcast that this was staged and paparazzi don't come to Orange County.
Also,
this is
text
so
me right
obvious.
Now because the cameras are rolling and I'm in the car. So text me so you at least get a Chiron, you know?
Yeah.
So, let's see. So then Tamara comes. Is it Tamara who comes to the pumpkin patch and goes,
"What is this six growing here? Is that weird?"
Yeah.
And Jen's like, "I think that's corn. I think that's corn, Tamara."
Heather is arriving, looking all around, looking very Jamie Gertzy. About a few weeks ago, I said something about how I was like an Annabelle Shiora, and I really meant Jamie Gertz. And so I
know, I couldn't believe you got a Twister reference wrong.
I know.
Something dung in my head. It was like, ding, but I didn't know what it was until I read that comment. And I was like, I'm so embarrassed for Ben. I mean, I'm embarrassed for me for being friends with Ben at this moment, but especially for Ben.
I mentioned Jamie Gertz over the weekend, and I said the thing, sort of the same thing, where I was like saying how I'm usually not very good around dogs or children, and I feel like I'm very much like a Jamie Gertz character who's just like the stepmom or something. And my friend goes, "Oh my god, I did jury duty with Jamie Gertz." I was like, "Really?" And he goes, "Yeah, she got kicked out." And I was like, "Really? Jamie Gertz got kicked out of jury duty?" And he said, "Yes, because she went and talked to the plaintiff." And I love that Jamie Gertz talked to the plaintiff. Apparently, she did it by accident. Jamie Gertz
is like, "Hold on, I think you're getting a bad rap here." Okay, they're really Hello. Trying to make you look stupid.
I'm film case. And television's Jamie Gertz.
I'm all for people trying to sue other people. Let's just talk this through.
I move to exonerate this person. Exonerated with Emily Simpson and Jamie Gertz.
Well, I love it that she's not talking to the defendant, because like I feel like Annabella Shiora would talk to the defendant. She'd be like, "Look, I think like you're getting a bad rap. I just want," but Jamie Gertz is trying to be on the side of the plaintiff, you know. Which is so Jamie Gertz.
Oh God, I love that. So so now Heather's arriving, looking like she has no idea what to do with all the around in a pumpkin patch. She's like, "Oh God damn it! My skirt looks just like the driveway. Damn it!" And Heather's like, "Are we back in Montana? This is hilarious!" And so a lady comes up and says that they have an apple cider cinnamon margarita.
That sounds disgusting. And everybody looks at her like she's just trash. No one says, "Okay, that sounds great." Heather just goes, "I'll do champagne. Thanks. Not 2012.
Okay. So then Gina and Emily arrive. Everyone's just like coming in. Everyone's like talking. And Tamara's asking Heather if she's good with Shannon now. And Heather's like, "Yeah, we're good. We're good." She's like, "That doesn't sound very convincing, bitch." "Yeah, we're really good."
And Tamara's like, "Hey, Emily, congratulations on motherfucker class, bitch." And Jean's like, "I don't support this stuff. It's so dangerous." And Tamara supports it. "Because I've been riding for 5 years, bitch. You should watch how the season opens." I want a cool rider. They should have opening on the motorcycle and never forgetting.
I was about to say they should have done a flashback to that. Her little coming in on her,
that shit was on her so motorcycle. Funny.
Like that children's book with the little squirrel on the bicycle.
Yes, as memories of her past echo through the Harley Davidson ride through the canyon.
"That's my pigeon, bitch, bitch, bitch."
So then they're like waiting around, and Gina's like, "You know what? I'm going to go pick my pumpkins because like I don't want to wait for Shannon because we wait for her for everything, okay? And I'm not in the mood to wait for her today, okay?" So they go off, and then Heather goes, "Are there pumpkin valets?" And Emily's like, "What? Like a pumpkin concierge that like comes and carves a pumpkin for you?" "Yes, that's exactly what I meant, actually, non-ironically."
Can't with Heather sometimes, you know, but I do like that Heather's making, or Emily's making fun of her. She's like, "Why are you wearing saddle shoes? Are you going to a sock hop?" And sure enough, she is. She's wearing like 50s shoes.
She's never seen a pumpkin in her life before.
And Tamara's like, "I'm trying to find a pumpkin without warts on it." She's like, "Is that contagious? Because they have a vaccine for that." And Emily's like,
"Hey, Gina, let me whisper to you. Hey, listen, if you're going to talk at full voice, at least hand me a taco." Okay, Gina, at Shannon's fiesta, what did Shannon say about Gina? No, wait. Jenna, sorry. At Shannon's fiesta, what did Shannon say about Gina's kids and the whole DUI thing?
And then it cuts over to Gina talking to Tamara about it. Because she says, "Hey, so what did Shannon say about my children? Something about CPS?" And Tamara's like,
I don't even remember that batch, Jen. But then Jen just told me in the car, and I remembered it all of a sudden. And Gina's like, but, like, why is she, like, talking about that? Like, she saved my kids. Like, she didn't even save my kids. Why is she even saying that?
And then it goes back to Emily talking to Jen, and she's like, you know, it's another level when you bring CPS into it. And Heather's like, what? CPS? Oh, yes, I did have a show on there from 1999 to 2000. It's called It's Me, starring Heather Page Kent and Paul Sorvino and the lady from the Snapple commercials. Great show.
You're misspelling it, but I was up for a role on Chips. That's true. It is true.
So then, let's see, where are we? A bug comes to Heather's house. What does that mean?
No, a bug is flying around Heather's face at one point. No. Like Heather's trying
My
to
notes
talk.
Are getting real loose and wild here. Can everybody tell? I'm misnaming people. There's a bug in Heather's house. So they're trying to get Heather's making a big deal out of the bug, and everyone's just looking at her like, stupid Heather, as if they wouldn't all be screeching and screaming if they had a bug on their head. And Heather's like, sorry, everybody. So everyone just has an annoyed silence. So then Emily's like, yeah, that's really a whole other level when you bring CPS in. And Heather goes, what? She said CPS at the dinner? And Emily's like, yeah, I mean, I was like, at least had me a taco. And Heather's like, so no one's allowed to talk about the fact that she and John don't have the best relationship, but this CPS, me not getting Chips, that's okay, dinner conversation. This is unconscionable. This is insane.
You know, when I didn't get Chips, I was fine with it, but I did run into Eric Estrada in the lobby of my penthouse building, you know, holding doors open for people. And I said, if you ever deny me or my family again from being on the reboot of your show, this will cost you a lot, doorman.
So then Tamara and Gina, we cut back to them, and Tamara's like, I don't remember that. So let me talk to Shannon first, because I think Jen might be twisting things a little bit, because I'm telling you, I don't remember hearing CPS. Which is funny, because they keep showing clips of Tamara being like, what are you guys talking about? Oh, yeah, Gina got arrested. She was a drunk, stupid DUI, stupid. They almost, you ever seen Annie? You ever seen that? That was almost your kids singing on the stairs with mops. Yeah, bitch.
So Gina knows this is bullshit. Gina knows that Jen did not twist the words, right? Because she's like, if anyone's going to twist it, it's going to be Shannon. Because, I mean, she goes, you know what? Tamara has like a spoon in every pocketbook she owns, you know, because she's like stirring, she can stir things up. So she always has a spoon ready to stir. That's why she has a spoon in her pocketbooks. You see what I'm saying there?
Pocketbooks. Who doesn't say that?
Yeah, it's funny, right? I'm good on this show, huh?
People still use that term all the time. So then Shannon comes and she's doing that, blowing through it, blowing into a bottle, lips. She's like pissed. You could tell Shannon's not in a good place. And Tamara's like, there she is. There she is, everybody. There she is. And Heather's like, you okay? And Shannon's like, well, I had an IV, and I literally could not put shoes on. Huh, look at my arm. Have you ever tried to get these? Have you ever tried to get inflated arms into a pair of Converse?
Huh? Do you know how difficult it is to tie a pair of shoes with your forearms? It was impossible. But they say it's inflammation. Inflammation from stress. Friend-induced stress. The stress that comes when you throw a tequila party and you have to listen to Senior Noodles do a rap and only half your party is there.
Because, by the way, that was like a deleted scene that we did not talk about because we didn't watch the Peacock version. But apparently on the Peacock version, Senior Noodles did a rap the tequila party.
Oh, Senor Noodles. No, Senor Noodles. No, I mean, it was already awkward enough watching him before knowing that he did a rap. No, Senor. Por favor, Senor. No. No necesitamos un rap de Senor Noodle. Okay? Por favor, cabrón.
So a pumpkin carving expert, also known as any person who knows how to use a small little knife, Marshall comes over and she's giving them tips and she says, oh, you guys got to cut a hole in the bottom of the pumpkin and pull out all the seeds and everything. And Tamara's like, a butthole? Like, Eddie likes to take it, huh?
So we're supposed to cut out a butthole? Maybe Eddie would fuck that. Am I right? Hey, could we dress this pumpkin like Conan? So Eddie would fuck it. Fuck it in this butthole.
And the lady's like, just put your hold in it, put it in your hand, hold it, and then pull out the seeds.
See the butthole? What are we going to put the seeds in the butthole? That's crazy. It's a butthole.
Now, all of a sudden, you have to, like, make a butthole so you can fist your pumpkin. There's something wrong with that. And yet,
kind of exciting. So then Shannon is like,
the camera won't stop. Like, literally everything they say. Tamara's like, it's a baha!
Sandy and Dave come skateboarding by. Well, Dave just fisted me last night. It was a wild ride. Never too old to learn new things. Okay, off to Costco, kids.
I heard my mom say that the first time she brought the Costco slut home. It's a baha!
So Shannon says, I don't like pumpkin things. I am not a fan of the fall, or as I like to call it, the season of David Bedore, the fall. So, I mean, who wants to celebrate death and morbidity and graveyards? I don't like orange and brown and olive green. I am the Scrooge of the fall. Here lies Shannon Bedore, killed by the fall.
I know. I was like, you remember that your iconic scene took place in a fake graveyard, right? I know. Where you were pretend dead. But maybe that's why she hates it. So Tamara's like, oh my God, that's a big ass butthole. That's a fisted bitch. She's still going off about buttholes. And Jen's like, are you going to take that home to Shane? That was hilarious, right? Thank you, everybody, for kind of smiling at my joke. That really meant a lot to me, especially now that we're in my office outside.
So. And Shannon, they're all pulling out the seeds, and Shannon turns to Marshall and goes, are you going to roast these for us? And she goes, no.
And then Shannon just looks around like, well, okay, I've been denied. Denied a pumpkin patch.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that's the last time I call up Marshall at 2 in the morning and tell her about my problems.
So then Shannon is still pissy. So she quietly tells Tamara, she's like, well, this is weird, isn't it?
What, fisting a pumpkin?
She's like, okay, Tamara, this is weird, right? Like, look around this table. Half these people weren't even at my party.
I mean, half of these people don't even know what Senor Noodle sounds like rapping.
There's elephants in the room. Hey, you know what? I'm wearing my Spanx, and I resent the fact that you'd say that. Okay, everyone, I am done with my Lantern of Jacks. Everyone want to see it? Okay, it's and then Emily goes, I bet it has an H and a D on it. Ha! Ha! Actually, it's a champagne flute with bubbles, and it's just like a rectangle that she's cut out of it.
It's a flute from 2009 because all the flutes made in 2008 were complete trash.
And Tamara's telling Shannon,
yeah, there's elephants in the room, bitch. Elephant assholes. We should fist some elephant assholes with everybody in the room, bitch.
Tamara holds up her pumpkin and goes, I named this pumpkin Deep Throat. And I was like, okay, Tamara. Marshall just leaves. Marshall's like, okay, everyone. Thank you so much. I was resistant to even do this role, but my friend Lauren at the local theater from, we did Pretty Woman together. She said I should really try to get on this show, but I've decided I'm just going to just move to a different state at this point. Goodbye, everyone. Good luck with your pumpkins.
So Jen's like, mine is a self-portrait. And it's just a pumpkin with a giant hole in its face. Poor Jen. So then Taylor's like, you've been amazing. Thank you so much for being patient with us. What's my name? What is it? I don't know.
Get the fuck out of here.
What's my name? She starts doing DMX. So Tamara's like, Tamara tells Shannon, so Gina took me aside, and evidently Jen told her that you brought up CPS at your party, that CPS was coming for her kids. What? Why would a life-saving procedure come for her children? I mean, it's a good thing to know CPS. You think about CPR, bitch. Oh.
Well, I would. Yeah, but that's what Jen tells us. Fucking lying, Jen. Stupid lying, Jen. She's fucking riding in a hot tub when she said it.
And Shannon's like,
I did not. But Jen said it. No. Well, she said it. Well, yeah, she was fisting Ryan. Hey, Jen, remember when you were fisting Ryan, spreading rumors about things that Sammy said?
And Shannon's like,
Jen, did you say I said CPS is coming for Gina's kids? What are you talking about? I would never say that.
God, strike me dead. Well, more dead as I was after David Bedore, but strike me dead. That's when I know I didn't say something. So, like, stop stirring up shit, Jen. Jesus Christ. I would never absolutely do it. I'm like, you're doing a really great job of dispelling the rumors that you get drunk and say things and then don't remember it the next day, because we literally saw all of this.
She's so, and then they show the clip, of course, or she, with her tiny little sombrero on her head, where she's like,
she was
was about to get arrested with her kids. It would have gone to Child Protective Services. That would be the next step. And Emily's like, well, I don't
understand where that would come from. And Tamara's like,
I don't even remember saying that.
And then we see a clip of Tamara going,
yeah, because she was getting arrested.
She got arrested for a DUI. DUI, yeah. No, I didn't say do you rye. That's what all the girls in Orange County say, though.
So Jen is like, she's like, she even said how, like, your mom, like, went to her or something like that. Like, I don't know this shit. How am I supposed to know this shit? And she goes,
unbelievable. Unfucking believable. This is, you know what? This is unfuck. This is, you know what? The truth will come out. Unbelievable. Listen, all you not going to tequila party people, this is lies. These are slander. Maybe if you come to the party, you'd actually hear it firsthand. But you didn't come to the party. Instead, you went to some sort of girl group called Exonerated or something, and you, Heather Dubrow, you went to your house, and you went behind your three gates, and you probably hung out with Mark Richards or whatever that musician's name is. I don't want to hear it from anyone.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So she's doing that thing where she starts having such a big fit that nobody will argue with her, but they're all telling us, like, oh, sure, Shannon, okay. This random girl is just going to make all this up. So Gina's like, I'm so confused at this point because this is what you do, Shannon. And Emily's like, yeah, I don't think Jen would make it up. And Shannon goes, my friends were there. My friends. She's like having a fit.
Senior Noodles was there. When I ever mentioned CPS to Senior Noodles, when we all know his nephew is mysteriously missing now, why would I ever bring that up?
And Jen goes, but I was there too, Shannon.
Well, I would never have said that. And you know what I said, Gina? You know what I said? Gina. You know what I said? I said, I'm not allowed to talk about anything good I ever did for Gina, so I'm not going to talk about this. Whoop. Oop, look at my lips being sealed. Whoop, it's my lips are sealed like queso left between two chips out to dry overnight. Shut, sealed shut.
Gina, I would hope that you would, listen, I don't care about your children and CPS. You have a beautiful home. You just carved it right here. I love the pumpkin. I can't wait for you to move into it. So why are you even bothering with all this?
And Gina's like, well, you know what? Like, you would, like, you know, Jen knows something that, like, I would prefer that you would, like, not lead with, you know? And she goes, well, maybe she Googled it. I don't know. I mean, do they have Google outside on parking lot islands? I don't know.
And Jen's like, I didn't Google it. And Gina says, I believe you. And Jen's like, you know, Tamara was the one explaining to me about Gina's DUI at the party. I mean, it's just so odd to me how Tamara forgets things. And Tamara's like, yeah, the messenger. Yeah, the messenger. And Shannon goes, well, what is your phrase? Kill the messenger. Yeah, we should. We should kill the messenger.
I've been trying to kill my... My Postmates for quite a while because he keeps bringing me ice cream, but oh well, I let him live.
So Jen's like, yeah, well, you said that you got her an attorney, and that if you hadn't had the number to an attorney, that her kids could have been taken by CPS. And Gina goes, that was not true. No one gets a DUI and then the kids are taken. Can we just let it go? Well, they were going to arrest you in the morning, so I do remember that part. They were going to arrest you, Gina Kirkenschneider Bongadongans. Okay? There was an arrest warrant. I saw it online. It popped up. It said, Gina Kirkenschnackendonken Lugentunes is about to be arrested.
And then a big purple and red striped truck was going to pull up and just put your kids right in the back and send them on off to CPS land. But I mean, I never said that, though. I never said that. So she goes, you know, how do you know? Do you clock in with the cops? She goes, well, I. And Emily's like,
it was a bench warrant, okay? They wouldn't go to her house and arrest her.
Well, I mean, well, I have a bench in my foyer, if that's what you're trying to say. And Gina's like, I put my children in front of, like, everything, okay? So to insinuate to the authorities that would remove my children from being a bad mom, that they would see me as an unfit parent, is totally fucked up.
And Shannon's like, well, do we know the pain I had to deal with the other night when I was alone with a tiny sombrero and nobody came to my Senor Noodles party? I mean, that was basically the noodle version of Eminem up there. And nobody...
Cup of Noodles is what his rap name is, actually. You got, I believe,
Emma Noodles.
Emma Noodles. He says, you gotta noodle yourself to the music, to the moment. Don't ever want to let it go. You got one chance, one opportunity to make your noodles.
Maybe you've heard of the movie Noodle Mile. Well,
He was wonderful in that.
You would have heard a couple of songs from that film had you showed up. Kim Basinger played Noodle's mother.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she did a wonderful, wonderful job. She trained him how to eat shrimp from his spatula. Just toss it right in. Took many times. Mekhi Phifer, oh, God, he loved a little onion tower filled with oil and set on fire.
Oh, God. Okay, so Shannon makes it about herself, of course. And Tamara's like,
take a deep breath, bitch. Take a deep breath. Pretend you're this pumpkin, and you're just relaxing your asshole enough to get infested.
I deal with enough stress as it is. And the stress of knowing that people are talking about bullshit, exaggerated thoughts about my relationship that gives me a lot of anxiety. And it's keeping me up at night, as well as the booze and calling people late at night and talking to them about my problems. That keeps me up, too.
And Shannon's like, you know what? It's not even about Jen and I don't. I could give a shit about her. It's the fact that everyone is talking about me. And Heather's like, wait, Shannon, are you okay? Look at me. Do we need to call someone? I was like, are you really threatening to call the crazy bus on Shannon again?
I need to call CPS, Crazy Protective Services. The padded wagon is coming for you. So
I died. I mean, how can people not be into this? That was hilarious. She doesn't know she's giving herself a callback.
Yeah, Jean goes, you know, the only thing that I said is that I respect you enough to not talk about your relationship. So if that's offensive to you and that makes you want to shit all over me and my family and my best friend and my life continuously, that's fine. So Shannon's like, okay, I want to explain myself. And I feel badly about this because Heather and I kept saying, what are they talking about over there? So she's talking about with the dress-up party where they dress as each other. And she's saying how at that moment when she and Heather were a few feet away, she thought they were all talking about John Jansen in that moment. So they snapped at the girls.
Yes, and then we see a clip of Shannon freaking out in the Gina wig, and I will not reenact it because I feel like people's heads, you know, like sometimes you deserve to keep your sanity, and it's just Shannon screaming some more. So Gina's like, well, you know what, sorry, I was about to do it again. So Gina's like, yeah, but you just launched a bunch of grenades at me across the pool, Shannon. She goes, well, putting it out there, Heather is like, oh, it looks so bad, and everything's so bad, and that's what you did. And you know what? I wasn't going to hurt you or trash you, and people come to me all the time. They come to me all the time with things about Travis, and I don't talk about Travis because I don't want to hear anything about anyone's relationship, especially yours, or especially Travis.
And Tamara goes,
you mean the penis comment?
Tamara's such a good friend. Tamara, like, the moment it's almost, like, slightly inching towards resolution, Shannon just throws more gas in the fire. She is such a terrible friend. And we see 2 weeks ago when the Tres Amigos were having their little dinner and Shannon is just being snarky. And she goes, oh, well, let's talk about Travis and his quote-unquote big penis. Just like a snarky, shady thing to say. And, of course, Tamara is going to throw her friend right under the bus, and she's like, don't say that, Tamara. What? Don't say that. It was outrageous. I can't believe you would say that. Now Tamara's going to be righteous about it on top of everything else.
I know.
And then she goes, I just think I have to put everything out on the table right now. Tamara all of a sudden wants everything out on the table. Of course, when it's stuff that doesn't involve her, she's happy to put it out on the table.
Yeah, of course. So Shannon's like, don't do that, Tamara. Don't do that. This is why I shouldn't have brought anything up. And Tamara goes, well, Shannon said Travis has a small penis. And Gina goes, oh, my God. She's like, well, that's what I heard. Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't talk about this. I was just saying, well, all I was doing at that lunch was saying we should not talk about Travis's small penis. It's not right to Gina.
So then Taylor's like, you know what we should do is we should just line up all the men and just have a penis contest so we can look at the penises. And Emily's like, Shane's penis is big. I mean, he does not have a sidecar-sized penis, that's for sure.
And Gina's like, yeah, Travis has a lovely-sized penis. That's all I got to say about it. And Jen says, the whole world gets dick pics from Ryan, so there's no question about his penis.
Now, by the way, to be fair to Travis, your penis does tend to look bigger when it's in a tiny house. Just proportionally. Proportionately.
That's why he won't get a bigger house. He's like, we're staying here.
So
it's like hashtag van life. So Heather is like, oh my God, why are we talking about dick size? Who brought that up? And Shandy goes, some random person from when you guys started eating.
You know what? This reeks of desperation, okay? This feels like my entire 5 years on the show. Just reeks of desperation. You know, it feels like there are small miscommunications and then they become big because we probably assumed the worst part about each other. And then now it seems like, okay, there's some reason coming back. And Tamara goes, ah, can we just move on? I'm like, you're the one who said we have to put everything on the table. And now the moment that things might be good, you're going to try to end it.
You started it as usual, Tamara. Tamara's cracking me up, though, with all of this because people fall for it every single time. Now, what did Gina say here? She said, it reeks of desperation. The only thing more desperate than this is Shannon's fucking Spanx. Is that what she said?
Oh, I didn't write that down. If she said that,
I was like, did she say that? Because that's not cool. But very funny scene, though. I was hoping you wrote it down. Damn it. Someone clarify in the comments, okay? Like and subscribe. Leave some comments. So then lunch. Now they move to the lunch table. Okay. So
yeah.
Taylor is making I thought the episode was over. I was so excited. Same. So we go to lunch table. And so Taylor is like, guys, I picked out the most gorgeous gourds. So that makes this lunch gorgeous. And Heather goes, wow, this is so pretty. Isn't it? And Tamara's like, ish. Look at me. I'm being snobby now, bitch. And Heather's like, what are you being bougie? And Taylor sees them sniping about her lunch and she is not happy. And we've just planted the seeds of a Taylor meltdown. Seeds. I saw it coming. You just see it coming, that look on Taylor's face. Where I was like, finally, they gave Taylor something to do.
Well, Taylor has just barely survived the IMDb issue, so that's going to be all, like, you know, it's going to re-trigger all those things. So Tamara sits down next to Heather, and she's like, so I will say something that I need to say something to Heather right now. And Heather's like, is it bad? Is it like Gina's house? And Tamara's like, no, it's good. It's not good. So, like, as you know, me and Teddy Mellencamp have a very popular podcast right now. And, like, she went in hard about, like, your stage paparazzi photos. And I had nothing to do with it whatsoever. But she, Teddy Mellencamp, and not Tamara Barney Judge, went in on it. And Heather's like, well, I'm
Teddy
not going to
Teddy Mellencamp did it, not me.
Heather's like, well, I'm not going to give any light to it. That's just not true. And Tamara goes, but I was taken with a professional camera, bitch. As if...
iPhone cameras aren't all like 12 megapixels. Beautiful, no. Yeah.
So Heather was like, well, how would I know that? Tim goes, well, you can tell by the way it was shot. Don't you know? It's like clearly a professional photographer. And Heather's like, are you literally accusing me of this, of staging something? Because I am a drama graduate from Syracuse University. So if you want to talk about staging, why don't we talk about the 1989 production of Anything Goes starring Heather Page Kent?
In olden days, a glimpse of stalking was looked on as something shocking. But now heaven knows I did not stage paparazzi pictures, you fucking bitch. How dare you?
And so Tamara's like, well, sorry, I don't know why I did Shannon, but Tamara's like,
well, it is suspicious.
And Heather's like, oh, well, where there's smoke, there's fire. But you know what else there is? There's arson. And I love that because I always say, there's smoke, there's fire. No, there's also Lisa Rinna standing there with the goddamn smoke machine over there. Like, Vanderpump, it is Vanderpump, which is also a similar imitation. So she's like, so I know you're very excited to all talk about this. Is anyone worried about me? Did any of you girls say, hey, Heather, did you stage paparazzi photos because your marriage is so sad? Not one of you called me.
Yeah. Why not just pull me aside and say, hey, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you're going through this. And Tamara's like, well, I mean, damn it. She is logic. I don't know how to combat that. Well, I don't know. I didn't think it was true. Ha. Huh. And Heather's like, but saying that is inferring that it could be true. So you're giving life to that. And Tamara's like, well, but there's no paparazzi at Disneyland. Trust me, I've tried. I've tried so hard. Wait,
if there's no paparazzi at Disneyland, then how did paparazzi take her picture? Are you saying that paparazzi isn't allowed at Disneyland? Or
she's saying that Heather
hang
called
out at Disneyland.
Heather arranged for them to come because they don't naturally go to Disneyland to hang out.
I don't believe that people are going to. Well, I don't know. What do you believe?
I don't know either way. Like, I could see the story going in any direction. I did not think the photo looked like it was above an iPhone photo, personally.
I don't think that they called paparazzi. I think that they had Max take the picture and they sent it to TMZ.
Maybe that too. I do think it is strange, though, that Heather and Terry went to Disneyland. It just doesn't track for me.
Yeah. So Heather's like, you can think whatever you'd like, Tamara. And Tamara just shrugs and looks around the table like, what? 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 Am I right or am I wrong, bitches? Disney bitch. And Heather's like, I don't know why Tamara is doing this, but some people enjoy the misfortune of others.
I was like, well, what's a misfortune? You were in love and you were at Disneyland.
After being accused of staging paparazzi photos, why would I even tell them about the sale of our house? They've taken out the joy of bragging. Schadenfreude, bitches. So,
she doesn't even say that. She says Schadenfreude, bitches, I think.
No, she says like, both. She says, why would I tell them about the sale of our house? Schadenfreude, bitches.
No, but I don't think she says Schadenfreude, right? Does she? Oh, I think she says Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude? I kind of do love that.
But maybe that's just how I wrote it down. But I was thinking, why can nobody on these shows say Schadenfreude? Why?
Well, I would like to adjudicate this at a later time, if you don't mind.
Yo, yeah? You better banana Freud. What are you enjoying the banana Freud? You fucking bitch.
What did Dorinda say?
She said something like, Schadenfreude.
Freudenschnatters.
Gina Kafra Schadenfreude Schneider.
You're fried tonight, bitches.
Geschuldenheide. Geschuldenfreude. Gina's like, by the way, everyone, because someone asked her how her real estate's going, because someone is clearly really bored. So
Heather
Gina's
does,
like,
because now Heather. They're trying to make small talk, you know, because it's all awkward.
So Gina's like, oh my god, I passed my online courses and I'm just like waiting to take like the state test, you know? And Heather's
well,
like,
if
oh,
you
that's
need help,
hilarious.
Don't forget to call my son.
He's actually running the state boards now.
Yeah. Cricket phones can call Verizon, right? Does that work?
Is that allowed? We have three gates around his cell phone. So they're like, oh, and Heather, how is Fireside? Oh, Fireside. I'm so glad you brought that up. I'm going to be doing a launch party, as in I'm going to be getting into a spaceship that Mark Cuban built, and we're going to launch into space because that's what really wealthy people do. And then when we land, we're going to go to a place called Veja. You guys all know Veja, you know, where we did that cotillion thing. Remember? Did anyone remember this?
No one's gone to Cotillion. Why am I not surprised? Zero manners at this table. Zero manners here. And Shannon's like, well, I'm so sorry to be rude, but Taylor, I have to go. But thank you so much for having me. Thank you, guys. Tight smile. Safe travels, everyone. Goodbye.
We all know that I'm the one who talks about Cotillion, not Heather Dubrow, and now she's trying to steal my Cotillion thing. I'm going to leave this pumpkin party right now.
Just as the only person who grew up with their own horses, multiples, I would like to say a thank you with manners that I learned from Cotillion. So goodbye.
Oh, I know about Cotillion. That's how much money that Heather Dubrow has. She has like a cotillion dollars, right?
So she walks off and they're like, oh my God, we're worried about her. And Tamara's like,
it's a stress batch. It's just anxiety, which I pretty much 100% caused today, as usual.
I know. So Gina's like, you know what? Shannon says shit and then wants to pretend like she didn't do it. And you can say things that are hurtful and not remember you even said it. Like, if you can do that, you need to check yourself into rehab and like do like go into rehab. And then when you get to the step where you say, I'm sorry, I'll be waiting for the apology. I'm like, excuse me, Gina, please do not send Shannon into rehab. Does she need it? Perhaps. But we've gone down this path with our Bravo stars before, and I refuse to let Shannon be taken away from me.
I know. Yeah. Not till you're done filming. You know what I mean? I want you to get better, too, when you're done with work. But that's what I say about Shannon, too. Like, I've always said that. Like, if you are drinking so much you literally can't remember anything about the night before, it might be time to check in. Please not now. So Emily's like,
well, I will say that there seems to be a double standard with Shannon, and if you're going to give me double anything, I mean, give me double tacos, am I right?
By the way, if that penis comment had been made about John Jansen, she would have lost her shit. I'm like, yes, that's why you guys should have said it, because it would have been hilarious.
Yeah. And so then they start joking, like, oh my God, John Jansen's penis is 14 karat gold. And Taylor's like, 14 inches long.
It's diamond encrusted.
And Tamara's like, ah, that sounds painful. Even in my least fisted asshole.
That would hurt even my pumpkin.
And that brings us to the end of this two-part. Goddamn, we got a lot of two-part Orange Counties coming out, but
we just keep on talking.
That's how this is talking. Basically the end of our week at this point. So we're like, whatever, let's just talk. Let's talk about everything. But everybody, yeah. Thank you so much for being with us. We have so much fun doing this. You guys have allowed us to do this for 11 something years now, which is amazing. So just while I'm sitting here by a Palm Springs reflecting. Pool, watching a pool boy clean my imaginary pool that I own, yeah. I would just like to say, guys, thank you. This is all for you. And we love
you. And also, I'm looking forward to the day when Gina will be a realtor on House Hunters, because that's what we're about to record right after this. So,
yes.
Fingers crossed.
So, come join us over at Dwell Hello on Wondery Plus. We'll see you guys Tuesday night next week for our Instagram Live crappy hour, 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. Check out our Instagram for announcements, how to join us on camera, all that good stuff. We'll also be on YouTube Live. You guys can watch it on our Patreon. You can watch it on our YouTube at Watch What Crappens, et cetera, et cetera. We love you. We will talk to you next time. Goodbye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie. She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
Ruru LaRue.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh. She's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly. It's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.